This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome back. I'm pleased that we can start. Boys and girls, I'm glad that we can start, inshallah. Today, we're going to move into a new era with Mujahid Islam. Those who take notes will have a special attention from me. These are we learned him, always taking notes. You can imagine, and everything was handwritten. As of today, I had write my notes. Anywhere I am, traveling, whatever, you know, at the airport, I always take notes. Handwritten notes. There's nothing better than something really handwritten. Why? Because you get to remember the notes and be sick more in your head. So those who take notes, mashallah, they will have special attention. A lot of Quran, a lot of hadith today, but a lot of Quran as we've always been doing something like that. We're going to move to a new era. Girls, boys. Yalla Shabbat. Best of luck, please, girls. I hear you. A new era, it's like a lot. To pay attention, you know, right? Airport scene is like long time ago. I already, you know, I'm flying now. I said about now, it's a new era in the life of Mujahid Islam. The first phase was when he was in, you know, the childhood. Now, Mujahid Islam is about 30 years old, right? So a new era, a new stage in his life, a new hardship, but a new learning curve. A new learning curve in the life of Musa alayhi salam. Yallah. First question, only if you know the answer. Raise your hand. If you don't know the answer, don't raise your hand. And I want the full answer for, because this is a tough one. And I want to give away this as well. This is from Palestine. So I'm going to put this stuff in here. All of them. And here's the question. What do you guys? Where's your mom? Your mom is not here, dad is not here. Yeah, I'm your BBC for them now. That's dad right there. I bet you're not close. But anyway, here's the question. What are the 10 qualities of successful leaders? I want all the 10 qualities. Please, Masha'Allah. If you write a tough question, I knew you would be the one. God. Never God.
One, if you make one mistake, what more do you think you're not going to do? One mistake, what more do you not going to do? 10. Why?
But, yeah, let's put inshallah.
In the right order.
Okay.
Right order matters.
Not what is it of successful leader?
Kindness. Strength. Knowledge. Clear. Confidence. Role model. Balanced personality. Visionary. Self competitive. And humbleness.
One more time. Look here.
Knowledge, courage, confidence, humbleness, role model, balanced personality, visionary, humbleness, and mental competency.
Take me along. You want money or this? Go for that. I think you're not in the category. You take this. I don't know how he does it, but he does it.
My brother,
my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother,
So these are our disciples, and we talked about them in the life of Musa alayhi salam, how he was tender and kind, distinguished education, because he grew up where? In the Western Islands, in the palace with the Egyptians. So he got only, you know, those days did he not get to have that education. His wife, he had to grow up in the palace of Fir'aun to get that education of the Egyptians. And that's it, because that, you know, they were the people who built the pyramids and those in these arenas, these happened to contact. You know, like like in the Romans, Romans, but also the Egyptians, they used to have these arenas and these athletic competitions and whatnot. Confidence and self-esteem, he learned that. Courage, when he was taken to the island. Royal Melbourne, his brother. Was that known? Who Roman was Joseph Ali Sidham, That is personality. Was here and he was there. He was the Egyptians and he was with the Israelites. Humble, visionary. We had a vision at the Israelite time. Like this companionship, that's when he had his brother going along with him. So this is the time to the qualities of successful leader. Question number two. What is Umm Musa and Musa the truth at the beginning? Umm Musa, did he not tell her son Musa the truth in the beginning? Why not? You mean what? You mean get to the injury? You will come back down? You will come back down eventually, you know? So, yeah. He will be killed by Fir'aun, and who else would be killed by Fir'aun? His family? Musa will be killed, and who else other than Musa? His family? His mom? His brother? His sister? That's it. Allah, mashallah, had it. What was Musa's first trial? Well, I'm giving time to give you today, I need to be here. Musa's first hardship. His little first trial. 30 years in the first trial. The first hardship. The first test. Is he doing the first test? Yeah. The first test. And the other man, no, I don't talk to you. There you are. The first test. Giving him the first test. No, when he came, yeah. The first test. In the water. When Musa has come on, how much is gone now? The first test of the day. I don't think so. He killed the first test. That's not you. Yeah. The first test after, how to know he's gone out after the first test? The grace? The grace? Did I ever mention anything about grace? No. We have to make a point. The first test. Oh. Yeah? No. He came up with no. No, he didn't punch. He didn't kill. That's not the first test. Yeah. Are you up? Did the kicker? No. Let me say that. I'll tell you. Hold on. I'll tell you. I'll tell you! You! What? You were brown before that. No, there you are. Look at this. When you say, between the two, should I side with this? Or should I side with that? Should I side with the Egyptian? Or should I side with it? With who? With the Israelites? If I side with the Egyptian, I would keep my status. I would keep everything. No. Martin Anderson. What was for the ask for forgiveness? What was for his suffering? So I am to ask for that. What do you mean? Himself, he wrote himself, so up in the what being is all up to that thing? Really, that was the first to ask. He wrote himself, forgiveness, or what kind of set up for this? How did the new spirit in town that was a particular? Easy with it. Easy with him. A soldier? How did that ask? A person? Huh? A civilian? The person who was at you, he's already dead. Huh? So, but he's right, he can't know. So, but he's right, it's from his side. He's not going to kill him or get on him. It's from his side. Huh? The person who? What are they? Tell your people, he's from his side. He's not going to go for the others. No, no. No, huh? Huh? The Egyptian, what Egyptian? Those two guys who were killing each other, they were crying, and then the Egyptian, whatever, because they verified it all, they're going to kill you if you get someone before, if you get that guy before, so the Egyptian heard that, and then he only needs to get the news. That's it. No. How long did it take Moses to reach Midian? 38 days? What? How long did it take Moses to reach Iowa? 10 years? Maybe I lost 10 years. That is 10 years. He's still walking. He's still walking. That is 10 years. He's still walking. He has not reached yet. Iowa. 100 years? 100 days? And he did not have the chance to go to his mother or to his family to tell them I knew him. Because a man came, most likely a believer from Israel or from the Egyptians, who came to tell him, Yahusha, Yahusha, said, our and the soldiers, they are looking for you. But flee the town. So he didn't have time to go to his family, I mean him, or take some food or whatnot. He just had faith. And then he chose to go to the desert, and you will understand why he chose to go to the desert, to a different country, to a different land, where Moses had no authority ever. You see, he chose to go to Midian. So he went on, he undertook that journey. He used to travel during the night, and hike during the day, just in peace. Traveling during the night, and hike during the day. 5,000 kilometers, it took him 8 days. So much still he had to stand on. I think they say that, you know, when somebody's walking for that long, I'm sure maybe his feet would have not only swollen, maybe bleeding, his in the water in the desert. This is why when he went to Madian, he would be so thirsty. So much so that you and I would understand why we should stand for what the false world affects and what affects us. No wonder he's not even laughing. No wonder why he's not even laughing. He understood so much. He understood so much, and he sacrificed so much for his others. For the Lord who sent him, and then he gave up and sacrificed for him. He gave up himself. He would see how bad he would get. Yes, he tried and he helped, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would favor him. He would see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would favor Musa. وَلَمَّا تَوَسْتِنَا تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَنْ قَالَ I want you to remember this. قَالَ عَسَّى رَبِّي أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ He did not know GPS. He had no GPS, so he made his dua. I said, Father, we're coming to the right way. He did it like that. He had no map. He let me pocket it and see where the limit is. I'm just going to go to the desert. عَسَّى رَبِّي أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِي I pray that my Lord would show me the right way. So here's the beautiful thing about this Jesus. Why at the end? I mentioned it last week. Why at the end? Because the hound has no authority over it. And that is not the 1,000 kilometers. I mentioned in 18. I saw this last week. Remember, he walked all this way. On foot. He said the desert. The desert has no signs. There is no sign. Make a right turn, make a left turn, just like Joseph Aishanah, where his brother coming in the desert, and his men fall down the church, and now in 1,000 meters. There's a rest area in 5 kilometers. It's not such a thing, he's just walking. No camel, no mule, no horse, he's just walking and walking and walking. Not for a few kilometers, for 1,000 kilometers, walking from here. Did he know where he was going? No, he did not know. Because the Quran says, And then he reached his area. What did he say? He would see what happened here. Look, from now on, his man who was conquered. Where was he called Musa? Who's going to be called Musa? Zachary? He's going to be some more? Prince Musa. He was called Prince Musa. Prince Amir Musa. This Amir Musa, from there on, lack of stability in his life. Look, remember, 10 years in Medina. Before that, he's 30 years. Now he's 30 years. He was about 30 years. He will live 10 years in Medina. How do we know 10 years? You will see the contract. So that he will not be the leader of the people of Medina. Some people like me said, I mentioned and I told to them that no, he was not dying. According to the scholars, he was not dying. So I can't wait anymore. He's there. He's so much better. You know, so he just went there for 10 years because the contract would be 10 years wrong. And he was not with that. And these 10 years, he would see that he would learn so much from it. Allah has always said, he's the one who is great in Musa. What is the evidence? If you're a sister, you would be. I made you under my observation. Yeah, all these things happened. It is Allah who's orchestrating all this. You will stay here for 10 years. You will go there for 10 years. You will learn so much. And then you will come back. You will leave the religious for 15 years. You will come out. Sit out. You will take Banu Sa'id. You will go and take them. And then you will wander for 40 years. And then before going to Sa'id, where will say you will die? All this is being orchestrated. With the Ma'afuqa ala ayy.
Give Musa and the Prophet.
No, he never met the Catholic. He never met the Catholic.
And then he went up to the messenger tonight, and I said, the boy, hungry, thirsty, soulless, bright, like many poets, or who else? Something like this. You know, prophets are not at each other. You know, he was put into a hundred and eight followers to them, and he asked them not to do it. He applied, right, on his foot. I didn't put them, by the way.
Okay. Just a few minutes to the, today I'm so much. Today I'm in a giving mode. Today I'm in a giving mode here. I mean, I'm more than giving mode. I'm giving this again. That is what I'm going to say. Why did he walk through from Mecca to Taif, this kilo, 100 kilometers, huh? Where did he walk? Where did he take the camel? Of Aswa? Or where did he take his mule? Where did he walk? Why? If you don't want the answer, I'm not going to let you. I have the answer, you have a movie? Yeah. Why? Huh? Did they communicate? So why didn't he choose to go to Thai? Okay. So far we agree. Good. No, that's when he traveled from Mecca to Medina. And here I'm saying about Mecca to Taif. Why did he walk? Why didn't he use another mode of transportation? Like the camel. Why? Just put that on question. Okay? But we're looking. Because Prophet Muhammad, what are you coming in there? What? Come in there. Because Prophet Muhammad had a good for that. If he was to take a camel, what are his mules? Or his path, or what are you doing? What are you doing? You want simple. You want to prevent him from clothing because you're the one going to see. So now he's just walking with his, you know, his quote unquote son. You know, his son, look at that, huh? Say, come on here. Oh, they're walking with his son. Where are they going to go? That's why Prophet Muhammad's smart, visionary, right? He's visionary, and he's using, you know, the politics, right? I'm just walking, so I'm not going to talk to him. From Allah, Ali, who said that. So this is Musa, Ali, who said that every 30, through the 70 years of instability. From Allah, Ali, who said that. And then he I'm going to share with you the ayah. He goes, and there's these people right there who are wearing. After 8 days, he's talking, No, he has really right. I'm very far away from Egypt. I'm very far away. I see some people who look different. You don't look like Egyptians, number one. And then some women staying back here. And then he noticed some other people were away from this rock. And they saw this huge rock right here. Only the stronger will get the water stuck. But then he saw this. Well, you know, this woman, a couple of them, not being, you know, the daughter, segregated, not from the mismatch, from the group. So he goes to them, wait a minute, wait for that. And he tells them something interesting. Words. Ma'at-bukuma. In English, you know what I mean? What's wrong? What's that? He said, what's that? He said, what's that? Yeah, you are. Yeah, I mean, what are you doing here? Ma'abukuma. Here's what Allah is trying to say. Everything I highlighted here, there's something I'm going to ask you. So be careful. whatever, husband and my child, maybe no one's in the world. And now I want you to be in the best of what God is for that. 18, 12,000 kilometers. Would he be 30 or what? He had a cycle, may his witness Lord, may his others. Not for 30. He will see water, he will go drink the water, he will pick people on a distance center, and he wants to drink water because he says.
But he is just for himself. This is what I need to learn. You and I, one of the things we need to learn from Musa, he gives up himself to help the needy and the poor. You dare to get Mr. Mina? Zahir. I learned a corner of Zahir of the Muslimin. And that was not one of his hits back to the Muslimin, to the one who was then hit on the back and the shoulder. No, he gave his back and shoulder to the oppressed, to help them, to side with them. I didn't say that. So they said here, look what they said. They said, what the hell? Why are you talking
about your dad? Your dad is an old man. What are you saying about your dad? I don't need to know about your dad. I'm only asking you, what are you doing here? What are you saying here? They said, we're not going to, we're waiting. We are going to hear from Teddy. Why?
They said, I'm going to hear from Teddy. What is it? I'm going to hear from Teddy. Why they said, our father is an old man? No? Nada. Because he could not. Because the father could not go help the girls, that's why they are there. Is that what it is? Is that how they put it down? Is what he said? Because
if the father being able, you have more time, who would have been here? Who would have been home?
What is this piece, brother?
A soft dua. We didn't even make dua. This is not actually a dua. This is a dua, technically speaking. He says,
I would test you on
father who had that power that I told you earlier, but because he was sick and man to carry it. That's God, man. With that name, and he carried it himself. Think of the man who was there, a strong man, who they never known or seen before. He goes, he carried the rock, put it on the side. He ordered for those women, he took them to the temple, he ordered for them, and then he took them to the rock.
Okay, remember, sisters and brothers, sometimes we go through ups and downs.
When you go to the Allah, remember Allah. When you go to the Islam, remember him. Allah, when you're not successful. Remember how? Allah, when things go up and good for you, when you are tough, everybody's helping your family, you're already on a healthy other roof. Remember Allah. If it goes down, it goes even lower. If it's from your husband or your son, remember Allah. Don't just say, oh, I don't give those tips. Realize this is not made for me. Don't do that. Remember Allah. What do you mean you're not just a good one? That's why I'm going to say, إن أبي يدعوك ليسيك كما سقيت لنا فلما جاءه وقف عليه القبر فقال لا تخف نجوت من القوم الظالمين. He told him, well, when he came, not that, came to his dad, to his dad, but his teacher, he said, oh, but can you give me 56, okay, 56 more minutes? I was at 10 o'clock. Can you give me 4 minutes? Can you give me, like, I need 4 or 5 minutes. Go. زيدين الشاي يمني وزيدين اللي يطبق هذا زيدين المطبق اللي هو يكون هو اليمني هو يقول خيري بعد مطبق يمني هو هذا الإيمان إن شاء الله وتعالى تسمي فور خيري بعد إن شاء الله.
Wait.
and that Alpha will bring that, the miracle of God. Did you say that? Did you say the same? Did you say the same? Okay. Let's talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it.